You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom, we got a fair amount of politics this hour, because one insider has told me the way some people are reacting to the governor and calling the special session a bleep show, go with an alliteration for instead of the word bleep. All right, here's our guy Hauser. How are the Republicans reacting to this, and do we know the specifics of this special session?
Let me put it lightly, Republicans are not responding well. How about that? So now, just to give you an idea of how this unfolded in my own life, I'm in the middle of an interview.
You're running
with Congressman Tom Emmer about the government shutdown, the federal government shutdown.
Yeah, we just were talking to Tim Penny about that.
I come out of the conference room, and they're saying there's a deal on a special session, and I go, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then I said, I find that hard to believe, and then of course I go and start checking my emails, and it is what it usually is. It's the two sides speaking about things as if they're on different planets.
Yeah.
So here's what is in the proposal, not a deal. It's a proposal from the governor.
Yep.
And it's lengthy, but I'll buzz through it real quick. He says the special session must be combined to final passage of all of the following policies and appropriations: assault weapons and high-capacity magazines ban, binary trigger ban, eliminate the ghost gun loophole, strengthen extreme risk protection orders, including increased funding for public outreach and education, expand school safety funding, increase funding for mental health treatment, strengthen prohibitions against domestic abusers, increase criminal penalties for violent offenses committed with a firearm and for impersonating a police officer, and increase funding to the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team. All of this he wants to start on Monday, October 6th at 10 a.m., and they have to be done, I think, by Sunday, October 12th.
Okay. You know this infinitely better than I, but these are really our suggestions, because once it opens, they get to decide by votes what passes, and they get to decide when it ends, correct?
Yes, he has no power once he calls them into session. And then it's up to the legislature. So very often what happens in these special sessions, usually when it's about the budget, you know, something they have to get done, there will be a pre-agreement. We just saw that in June, mm-hmm. after the session ended in a stalemate in May. They did a one-day special session with a pre-agreement.
And yeah, after they met over and over and over again, right?
Yes. And the governor has said he would, in this particular case, when it comes to the guns and these other issues I just outlined, he was going to call that special session with or without prior agreement, which most longtime Capitol observers say you are asking for a bushel full of trouble.
Okay, is this tied to him running for re-election?
Oh, everything with every politician has something to do with their running for re-election. But in this case, the governor also had told the Annunciation church and school parents that he was going to call a special session, and he was going to make the legislature vote on an assault weapons and high-capacity magazines ban. So he made that pledge to these parents, and I'm certain he feels obligated that that's got to happen. You know, but he cannot make the legislature do what he wants. And that's the problem with the approach that they're using. Can I just tell you the quick response from Mark Johnson, the Republican Senate leader? He says a meeting between Governor Walz and legislative leaders broke down this morning after about 10 minutes when Democrats abruptly ended the meeting and indicated they would no longer work with Republicans to find agreement for a special session. So that is from Mark Johnson.
Yeah.
From Lisa Damoth and Republican leader Harry Niska, they said Republicans made a fair offer for a framework of a special session, and the governor rejected that framework. Evidently, the DFL idea of a fair offer is for Republicans to commit to supporting a final product that Democrats haven't even decided on yet.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Two things.
You can see they're miles apart.
Yeah, you can see. It seems clear then the Democrats had already decided, okay, this isn't going to go long. Let's make sure we have our announcement ready. And also, when, you know, Lisa Damoth says we offered up a fair offer, let's be honest, it doesn't include anything in guns, right? I mean, I had her on the other day. You talked to her more than I. Not one Republican in leadership has said, we're willing to do a variety of things, including what we want, but we'll also do something on guns. What they'll cite, and by the way, it's factually correct, when the Democrats controlled the governor's office, the House, and the Senate, they couldn't even get the legislation on guns passed that they wanted because a number of Democrats, primarily from greater Minnesota, wouldn't vote for it.
Absolutely. And so it is very disingenuous to say that Republicans alone have stood in the way of an assault style gun ban and high capacity magazine, because in 2023, when you will recall as well as I do, Democrats passed nearly everything they wanted, from abortion to taxes to spending, you name it. And the one thing they did not do was an assault style weapons ban.
Yep.
When they had majorities in the House, Senate, and they had the governor's office, but there were some Democrats who would not vote for it. So they're being disingenuous if they say, if they don't acknowledge that that's what happened.
Last thing again, Tom Hauser, right on it as always. This is why he's the best. This is why we're lucky to have him. This is why we have him on so often and have for decades. The governor, was it at a MinnPost event, Minnesota Reformer event over the weekend, talked about a constitutional amendment on guns. What's the likelihood of that? And does it needs the majority in both houses, both the House and Senate, for it to be on the ballot? Is that right? Take me through that.
Yeah, and the governor, a constitutional amendment does not require the governor's signature or approval, but it does require a majority of the House and the Senate. So they would have to agree to do this, and I don't know that the Republicans will agree to that. There's a lot of lawmakers who don't like to legislate by referendum. I mean, that's what California does.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
they do a lot of referenda there. They would rather have the elected officials decide what to do. So, and it's funny, the Democrats had called a 1:45 news conference to discuss their proposal, and it's so funny, I'm looking at the screen here, Republicans leapfrogged ahead of them and are now at the same podium where Democrats are going to be in about 10 minutes. And so Lisa Damith and Harry Niska, I think, are responding to all of this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the constitutional amendment thing will come up. Interesting thing is, it's not in this written offer that I'm looking at right in front of me.
I have a feeling we're going to talk to you tomorrow after after what happens and more of the fallout. Thanks on the fly. Go listen, and we'll talk soon.
Well, in between this and the government shutdown, we'll have no shortage of things to talk about.
Tom Hauser tonight, Channel 5, and let's just be honest, he's going to be back on the show tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Let's pause. Another great guest, Colonel David Hunt. What did he think about the presentation today by the Commander-in-Chief and the Secretary of Defense? Yeah, that's what Congress still calls it, Secretary of Defense, in front of all of our top generals and admirals who were brought in from across the planet. The always shy Colonel David Hunt is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.